and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan here at American Freedom Network, and we're going to do open lines this morning. Like to know what you think about what's going on. We are living in the most amazing times, and you know, I'm over 80 years old. I've been following this closely for 50 years, and we are seeing a total transformation of America. Now, most people, you know, get up in the morning, looks like the same country we've always known, but it's really not. Everything has changed, and the America we've known in the past is going to cease to exist. And the wonderful utopian life where everybody was cared for and the government had a program for everyone is simply that money is not available. Most of the people who have worked hard all of their lives, put aside money for the retirement, are going to find that that money has been destroyed, the value of that money has been destroyed. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. This is talk radio, so you have to call in, so we have somebody to talk to. But basically, there is a planned program of inflation. They know that the Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. Medicare was a Ponzi scheme. What happens when you're putting out more, forced to put out more money than is coming in? Why? Of course, you have to admit it's a Ponzi scheme. Well, of course, government isn't going to do that. Politicians aren't going to do that. They're not going to give up their fat pension plans and their good health care that they've voted for themselves. And, of course, they are not on Social Security. They're not in Medicare. They've got their own program to look after the politicians who created the problem. But, of course, what are they going to do to your program? Why, they're going to simply destroy the value of our currency. So you'll get your Social Security check, but it just won't buy much of anything. They'll provide you your health care, but, of course, the committee in Washington, D.C., after all, with financial restraints, it has to work within those financial restraints. If there isn't any money, they're going to have to cut off money for grandma or for granddad, and they're just going to let them die. They can't have open heart surgery for somebody who's 80 years old who's going to die anyway. But then, after all of us are going to die. Maybe we ought to cut off open heart surgery for those who are 79 or 78 or 75 or 70 or. And it'll all be by the constraints that are available there. The committee's not, doesn't want anybody to die. But after all, if we have a constraints, responsibility means that you have to work within the money that's available, don't you? And that is, of course, why at least the Republicans are suggesting a voucher system, so those who have the money can buy their own health care, and the rest of them, well, aren't there already too many people in the world? And that's the basis of American foreign domestic policy, is population control. But we do have a caller. Again, our number, 877-254-7524. And who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Steve calling in from the Greeley area.
Hi, and, how are you doing, Steve?
Good, thank you. You know, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your work and your hard effort in getting this word out. I also want to say that I noticed that you've been carrying some books by Malachi Martin. I have not read The Windswept House, but I did read his book about the Jesuits concerning liberation theology and what was going on all across Central America and South America, of course. And, of course, you know, Malachi Martin had been involved with the Vatican and been a Jesuit himself and denounced, actually, what was going on with Arupe and a lot of these people. And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing in Latin America, that just the destruction of the Mexican economy, and now they want to import that into the United States. Again, this is, you know, that liberation theology that John Paul I did not like and denounced, and of course he was only Pope for 33 days. Any thoughts about all of that?
Well, you really need to read Malachi Martin's book, Windswept House, because it opens, now the book is written as fiction, but it opens with a satanic ceremony being held in the basement of the Vatican, where a human being, a child, is being sacrificed. But it is a feigned human sacrifice. However, it is time to correspond with a real sacrifice of a child somewhere else, and they're in telephone contact, so that the feigned human sacrifice at the Vatican corresponds with the real human sacrifice being held elsewhere by the Satanists operating at the top level of the Vatican. I personally talked to Malachi before his strange death. Many people think, of course, he was killed. But I personally talked to Malachi, and he told me, although the book Windswept House is written as fiction, it is all based upon fact. The human sacrifice did take place. And you can't understand anything going on in the world today till you understand there is a satanic component in with the Catholic Church. Now, that doesn't mean that the whole Catholic Church is satanic, but it means that they have their satanic cells there, just as they have them within the upper echelons of the Protestant Church, within the upper echelons of the Jewish religion, within the upper echelons of the Muslim religions. Every religion in the world is infiltrated by these satanic forces. And, of course, this whole liberation for theology that you speak of, that he wrote about in the Jesuits, is part of this, to break down contemporary society, replace it with an all-powerful government. But it's part of this whole movement towards a one-world government, destroying the existing civilization, bringing in a one-world government and a one-world religion, because it's all founded in this intense hatred of Christianity. It doesn't hate the Muslim religion, doesn't hate the Hindu religion, but it hates Christianity. It's satanic. And does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, and I think you elaborated on it very well. You know, the Vatican Bank merged with the Rothschilds in 1822, and I have done a little bit of investigation into that, but since we've been talking a little bit about the economics and the world crisis that's being created by these banksters, I thought I'd get some comments from you about that. Do you see any connections between this entire system, this Brotherhood of Darkness, as we've often called it?
Well, absolutely, but of course where we get into trouble talking about the Rothschilds is because they're Jewish. This is not a Jewish conspiracy. It's a satanic conspiracy. And there are these satanic people in every so-called religion that they don't support it. Their intent hatred is for...
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Peace Network, and our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And this gentleman has called and asked about banking. Banking is an integral part of this whole world satanic conspiracy. But, of course, although many people will point to the fact that many Jewish people are in banking, most Jewish people have nothing to do with it, and there are certainly many people that are involved in this who have nothing to do with being Jewish at all. Our attention is focused on this subject, as with so many other things in the protocols, to shift attention away from the fact that this is a satanic movement. In fact, one of the most violent anti-Semitic books ever published is called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, popularized here in the United States by a man named Henry Ford, who is deeply involved in theosophy and spiritualism. In fact, my friend Constance Cumby recently went through Henry Ford's home back there in Detroit, Michigan, and of course, what did she find there in the library? But all of these books on theosophy, of course, this is why Henry Ford was so successful. But this is why so many of our bankers are successful today, because they've given themselves over to the dark side. In fact, this whole concept of reserve banking that we have and the usury was popularized by a man named Francis Bacon. Lending for money with interest was outlawed by both the Jewish and the Christian religion up until the 1600s. Now, of course, the Jews were forced into this because they were not allowed to participate in many occupations. So they did do lending for interest, but they only did it to Gentiles. They did not do it to another Jew. That was forbidden by the Jewish religion, but usury was actually outlawed within the Christian church until a man named Francis Bacon, who of course died in 1628, but he convinced contemporary society and the church that, well, a little usury was all right. After all, lending money for interest would stimulate the economy and produce prosperity. What everybody has missed is that Francis Bacon was a Rosicrucian. He was the founder or one of the leaders of the Rosicrucian movement, which a decade or so after Bacon died, sent a contingent to America to carry out Bacon's plan laid out in his book, The New Atlantis. America was to be the New Atlantis to lead with people into this one world system, and it all centered around banking. After all, if you could control banks, if you could bring in fiat money, you can control the economic system, create money out of nothing, buy up politicians, buy up corporations, buy up property, buy up governments, and, of course, utilize your economic power to bring about world government. Banking is an integral part of this. Today, in the United States, we have six major banks. And those six major banks control about 60% of all of the banking assets. And they're sitting on about $3 trillion. If they invested that money, of course, we would have a prosperous economy. They're not investing it in the United States. They're investing it in Russia and Brazil and China and India. But they're not investing in the United States. Why? Because they want to bring down our economy at this time. They want equitable distribution of wealth among nations, as is laid out in the master plan that's being followed, point 10 of the Earth Charter. You can read it. It was written by Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, who is the most powerful man in America today. If you don't believe that, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry it. Well, he'll tell you about how his daughters are such good friends with Fidel Castro, who Fidel comes up here to visit us, how he's part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, how he's an internationalist, how they're building up, and you'll find this on page 405, incidentally, of the memoirs, how they are building up the economy of nations throughout the world. And how would that happen if they didn't do it? And then, of course, that was written in 2002. And he's absolutely right. We are building up the economy of other nations. And they are responsible for what's happening. But, of course, they're also responsible for the collapse of our economy. And, of course, the Rockefellers control two major banks, J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley. And so they have holdings in many of the others. And then, of course, a lot of this, the banking interests here in the United States are held by other banks through Barclays and through State Street Bank that have major branches here in the United States and hold large parts of the stock of the Federal Reserve System, which is a privately owned central bank that controls the economy of our nation and is in the process of destroying the value of our currency through a planned program of inflation. And when Ben Bernanke, I had his press conference yesterday, he said, oh, we do have some inflation, but it's just nothing to worry about. Ladies and gentlemen, the central bank was established in 1913 to prevent inflation and give us a stable, economy, a stable currency. Today, inflation is 10%. It'll be 15% by the end of this year. How do we know that? Why? Simply because the producer price index is running over 14% now. That the PPI, and you can look these things up on the internet, it takes about 6 months before the producer price index is transmitted back into what you pay at the store. But of course, the price of many of the major food products that I'm talking about, wheat and corn and soybeans are up 50 to 75%. And, of course, the price of cotton is up 100%. The price of clothing is increasing. It is all planned. The Federal Reserve System is flooding the entire world with money because we're the reserve currency. When you are the reserve currency, you have to act responsibly. Certainly, as William McChesney Martin had said, the purpose of the central bank is to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the central bank hasn't taken away the punch bowl. They're pouring in vodka. They're pouring in whiskey. They're pouring in, you know, all sorts of sweet wines. That punch just tastes great. We just love it when the economy is great. But it ends up destroying the economy. They know what they're doing. And they're doing it intentionally to destroy our currency, which will impoverish the American people. And it all has to do with the banking system. Does that answer your question? Well, I don't know. Maybe we lost our caller. Well, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But what you are witnessing today is going to lead to the pauperization of the American people, because there is nothing worse that can happen to a nation than inflation. 10% is the inflation rate at the present time. They're lying to the American people. They're telling us, oh, the economy is coming back. It's great. In fact, the inflation calculated GP, gross domestic product, GDP, is 2 to 3%. Well, that is, of course, if you calculate inflation correctly. GDP is certainly the cumulative effect of all the buying and selling and producing in our country. 70% of our GDP is consumption, which is buying things. And it's all based upon what this cost minus inflation. You got to take inflation out of it. So they always talk about inflation-based GDP. But if you lie about the inflation, which these people do, then, of course, when you come up with a 2 to 3% showing the growth in our economy, and you're saying there's only 2% inflation where there's really 10% inflation, while we really are running a GDP that is contracting about minus 5%, the same thing is happening in other countries throughout the world because we have exported inflation all throughout the world. And so there's a very real problem. Inflation in China is running not what you're being told, 6 or 8%. It's really running 10 to 20%. And China's having real economic problems. In fact, a lot of the plants over in China are closing down. Why? Because cotton has doubled in price because the underwear that they were manufacturing in China that they could sell so cheaply has gone up. The price of underwear, which is one of the things that I look for, buy my underwear from a special catalog, and it's gone up about 50%, and certainly the same thing is happening with the price of the shirts and the other things I buy. Look and see what's happening to the price of clothing. Look and see what's happening to the price of food. Look and see what's happening to the price of fuel. And then tell me there's no inflation or there's just a little bit of inflation and it's not going to create a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the inflation and the driving up of the food costs throughout the world that is leading to the social unrest. Do you realize there are massive demonstrations in India where hundreds of thousands of people are rioting? And what are we reading about and hearing about the news in America? Why, there's going to be a royal wedding in England. Isn't it great? And look, they've got the horses and the guys on the horses and the carriage and hundreds of thousands of people rioting in India. And we're worried about a royal wedding. Riots all over the Near East and the Middle East. And countries are falling and we're involved in a war there because most people don't understand the reason for the war. Over in Libya, it's simply because China was actually establishing a real hold in Libya. They wanted the oil, a very special type of sweet oil coming out of Libya. China had about 30,000 technicians working over in Libya. And, of course, it just happens to be in the area where there was suddenly a rebel army. And who led the rebel army? A fellow named Qatar. He was employed by the CIA, had been living in Washington, D.C. for many years, and suddenly we sent him over to head the rebel army. Did you ever wonder who the rebels are over in Libya? Who organized them? Who finances them? Why, we did. And now, of course, we're giving them air support. We spent probably $1 billion on Tomahawk missiles, and we'll kill an awful lot of people with our missiles over there. And what's the justification? Does what's going on in Libya threaten the security of the United States? Oh, no, there. Gaddafi is killing his own people, and that's why we have to go over there and kill civilians, you know, and bomb the air bases and bomb the tanks and bomb the armored personnel carriers. And ladies and gentlemen, we are involved in a war in Libya. The first war of the 21st century. And where was the outcry from the American people? Why, we're too concerned about the upcoming royal wedding to be concerned about that. And Lindsay Lohan is back, in court again after stealing a necklace. And Tiger Woods, of course, is not doing very well, and his golf game has never recovered after his multiple extramarital affairs, and we're concerned about all sorts of nonsensical things, and the mass media is not telling you that the world is on the brink of the Third World War. My personal belief is we are the CIA and MI6, backing by our central bank and by the Bank of England, is behind all of the social unrest that's taking place over in the Near East and the Middle East today. And once that area has been consolidated under the control of the radical Muslims, then we can have a war with the Muslim world. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? And we are going to create the best enemy your tax dollars can buy. We know that the Bank of England is financing this. You've heard me say it before, but you need to check. I might be lying. But Lord James, a member of the House of Lords, got up on the 1st of November and in the House of Lords talked about how he was funneling money from the Bank of England to the terrorists in Ireland and in North Africa. You can find it on the Internet. We'll tell you how when we get back. Give us a call. 877-254-7522.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. I do have a question, a comment, because we have nothing prepared this morning, and we certainly, talk radio, we need you to call in if you have a question or comment about what's going on in the world today, or what does the future hold, and the future is going to see a much different America. A much different America with certainly the value of the currency gone, many of our people impoverished, And certainly with rising cost of food, rising cost of fuel, rising cost of clothing, rising costs on every turn, because this is what happens when you have a planned inflation. Right now, inflation is running about 10%. Right now, the GDP is running about minus 5%. Right now, the unemployment rate, if you simply look at it objectively, and of course I use John Williams, shadowstats.com. You can go up on the internet and pull down John Williams, go to his website and look at his charts there. It is a subscription service, but they do get the charts for nothing. And you'll find that unemployment, U6 unemployment, and that is running about 22% if it was calculated the way it was in 1994. But you see, the old adage is figures don't lie, but liars figure. They are employed by the government, and they just simply change the way that things are calculated. So basically, if you are just can't get a job and you've given up, why, of course, you are not considered unemployed because you're not looking for a job. And, well, who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Susie from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Well, how are you?
I'm calling to tell you is we had our first smart meter meeting last night in the town here.
Oh, wonderful. What happened?
All the lies. They phrased it as, oh, the utilities will better be able to know how much power they need and be able to dole it out appropriately. And they showed a chart range where they're going to, if you use electricity in the middle of the day, you're going to pay the highest rate.
Sure.
But that's about a 12-hour time. So there's only 3 hours on either side of that that you can use electricity for less. I mean, the whole thing is nothing but, I can't believe it. They acted like we were kindergartners at this meeting and just shoving all these lies down our throat and acting like it's already said and done to roll out next year.
Well, what you want to do, though, is put them on the defensive. That is the major means by which you deal with this. The real reason behind this is you want to raise the cost of electricity because you want to lower our use of electricity and you want to lower our living standards, and you're going along with Agenda 21. It's a United Nations agenda that is being implemented right here in Fort Collins, Colorado, and the reason we don't hear about it is because you're working in conjunction with the people who control the media, who are covering for your subversive activities, and you are part of a subversive movement to lower our living standards.
About 20 years ago, I forget who was mayor then. So we've been on Agenda 21 for 20 years or more now here in Fort Collins. Denver's a big Agenda 21 place with the old Hickenlooper down there, and it's a sanctuary for illegal aliens. And, you know, we're just being besieged by all of this. And the city, oh, my God. You just wouldn't believe the city how they were phrasing this.
But
and only one person said anything about Agenda 21 in the whole
to get
group.
To counter what they were saying?
Pardon?
Did anybody have a chance to get up at the meeting and point out exactly what they're doing?
Well, comments had to be less than 2 minutes, and most of the group was totally uninformed if they didn't have people planted in there. One guy at the end of the program got up and said, well, I have a cell phone, I have a computer, I have all these other electrical stuff. What's the big deal if we just add one more to it? Oh, my God. I'll go and listen to you, but I'm fearing. I'm telling you. I think the Bible is coming true.
Well, I'm sure the Bible is coming true, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a responsibility to be out there on the front lines exposing what's going on. But, Susie, more and more people are learning, and more people are getting involved all over the country because I talk to them every day. And you've got to point out that there is a secret plan. It's called Agenda 21. It's not secret. Anybody can find it. But, of course, you will never hear it discussed at meetings. You'll never hear our leaders discuss it. And you'll never hear this discussed in the media. Because the last thing they want is for the people to know there is a international subversive plan to lower the standards of living in this country, put them on the defensive. And
so next comes housing and transportation. There is a guy there by the name of Eric Sutherland. You couldn't even talk to him about the whole picture on Agenda 21. All he would say was, well, that's not going to get Fort Collins to stop it, but you need to know the whole picture, bud. Oh, unbelievable. Anyway,
well, anyway, I appreciate the fact you were there.
Keep talking. I'll get off and listen, but things are coming to a head, and they're rolling real fast.
That's
We've been fighting a real transportation up here for over 20 years, too, and they're still shoving it down our throat again without even voting because they're going to get federal dollars.
Well, just simply point out you are part of a plan to drive up the cost of electricity and lower our living standards, and you're part of a subversive effort. Shame on you. And thanks so much for calling, Susie. And just hang in there and try to get others involved. As things get worse,
well, they all think I'm crazy, especially when I tell them rice is on sale. Go get 25 pounds.
Got
store some food.
Okay.
They'll all be knocking on my door when they're hungry.
Amen. God bless.
Thank you.
Hey, who do we have calling in?
In your ministry.
Hello? Who's calling in? Was there another caller? Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But you should be laying in food. You should be preparing. Because, first of all, the price of these things is going right through the roof. I mean, you look at the commodity prices for wheat, for rice is up 50 to 75%. And, of course, with all of the weather modification that they're creating throughout the world, why, Chris, there's going to be a real shortage of crops in a few years. And, of course, then with more and more people having money in India and China and they're eating more, why, of course, there's a relative shortness. And then we've seen the dramatic either flooding or droughts throughout parts of the world and the spread of the wheat blight in Africa and Asia. And we have no supplies of wheat or major commodities here in the United States. We're shipping our supplies overseas, and one day we're going to see famine in America. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. And who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I've been wondering for a long, long time whether you have ever run into a book called The Turning of the Tides. It was by a congressman and another man who thoroughly document the tearing down of the
American... Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. It was Maureen, Colorado.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and we had Maureen on the line. Again, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And Maureen was asking me if I'd heard of a book called Turning of the Tide. I've heard of it, but you're going to have to remind me who wrote it.
Actually, because I didn't know the subject that we'd be doing today or anything, it's not in front of me, but it was a congressman and a John Howland Snow. And together they wrote this book thoroughly documenting the fact that the American public schools, and I think a lot of people don't know that the schools didn't just happen to fall apart. They were deliberately taken apart brick by brick and stone by stone by people starting, oh, back before the 1900s, to turn America into what they call John Dewey, the darling of the educational establishment, said that they were going to turn this into Soviet America. And so they said in their own publications, this is all documented just the way you do things, they said that the way they were going to do this is to take the content out of the classroom, try to destroy the power of the parents and the will of the parents to educate their children, and begin teaching socialism in the classroom. And it really has worked. It's just
absolutely
Go ahead,
Maureen.
Oh, well, having been in the education field, I know exactly what they have been doing. I have seen it, and I have tried to resist it. I've tried to inform people. For this book was given to me by a doctor's wife during the 1964 political campaign, and it really was a great help to me because I had already discovered that things are really bad. But here's partly how they did it. They would give the United Nations wrote tests, questionnaires, not tests exactly, questionnaires that were given to American children across the country, and the children were told not to tell their parents about this, but it asked such questions as, sounds like what Hitler was doing while he was rising to power. What magazines do your parents read? What radio programs do they listen to? Who are their friends? What is talked about at the dinner table? And the children were just taught to divulge everything about what was going on at home. And then these they had long, long, long questionnaires as to, and here are some of the questions. Who was the greater person, St. Paul or Abraham Lincoln? Well, children can't make a choice between them because they each had their own field. And then they'd ask them, oh, I don't know, I'd like to talk about it for an hour, really.
I know, Maureen. Basically, what they've done is they've destroyed our educational system. This is why when our kids get through school, if they won't go into college, a quarter of them have to take, bonehead English, and half of them have to take remedial mathematics, because they really have not been trained in high school. And they've been deliberately dumbed down. It's a terrible thing they've done. But, of course, this is why we have a federal Department of Education, not to bring excellence, but to dumb down our children, to make them global citizens, to make them believe in global warming, to make them believe in evolution, to make them believe in the importance of having the government provide for people rather than teaching that America was a place where men could be free, because, of course, we restricted the power of government, and that liberty and limited government were synonymous, whereas tyranny and total government were synonymous. At one time, we excelled in education, but then, of course, they shifted from phonics to look-see type of teaching, of reading, from regular mathematics into the new mathematics, and an intentional effort to dumb down our children. And if you have children or grandchildren out there, get them out of public schools, because they'll destroy their souls if they can.
That is my plea as well. Get them out of the public schools, get some good Christian curriculum, and homeschool them.
Amen.
That's even better than some of the Christian schools, which are not really up to par either, I'm sad to say.
We have an excellent program, the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. For $200, you can take your children all the way from kindergarten through high school, and the only other additional expense is the mathematics textbooks. We've sold hundreds of these curriculum put together by Dr. Art Robinson, personal friend who incidentally ran for Congress up in Oregon, and because he did that, he ran against Peter Fazio, a Democrat. Why, they're out to get Dr. Robinson's children, three of them, working for their doctorates at the University of Oregon.
If I could just to show people how serious this matter is, here's how they tore down patriotism. They would ask children, would you rather spit on the Bible or the flag? There were hundreds of questions like this where they were planting ideas in the children's head, and it's just so grievous, because children are God's little people.
Children and the educational system. We've got a lot of good teachers out there, but they're trapped in the system, and there's nothing they can do about it. Maureen, I know how deeply you feel about this. I remember the book a long, long time ago, Turning of the Tide, and I can't remember who wrote it either, but I appreciate everything you're doing, and we just have to encourage people to get their children out of the government schools, because they're basically Satan's schools, and they're destroying the religious beliefs and the very souls of our children. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go? Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically today, the end result of our school system is that half of our marriages end in divorce here in America. 40% of our children are born out of wedlock. That is the end result of the sex education in our schools today, to prevent premarital sex. I think they've succeeded very well. They're there not, of course, to limit premarital sex, but to encourage sexuality and to focus attention on physical things rather than education and ability and the love of our Lord. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand back here. I hope you enjoy our open line programs. And anyway, I always enjoy them. It's a challenge of never knowing quite what's going to be brought up. And anyway, Cindy, this is the time when I want to encourage you to get involved, get informed. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. You need to first to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Dark Secret. There's a syllabus that comes with both of those, because you have to understand that we are involved in a supernatural battle. It's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, but it is still this supernatural battle that has been here since the beginning of time, since the Garden of Eden, that battle between good and evil. And evil is well organized, operating through secret societies. The Masons are a secret society. The Rosicrucians are real. They are a secret society. They have their temple in San Jose across the hills from me. They have other temples here. And, of course, if you get their material, they tie into the Illuminati. We have a 2-4 CD sets on the Illuminati, and basically you'll actually have an opportunity to hear Dr. Dennis Cuddy talking, and 8 CDs. You can get them part 1, part 2, or both of them together on the Illuminati. The Illuminati, of course, was simply a modern-day manifestation of the teachings of the ancient mystery religions and secret societies. Their goal: to destroy all existing governments and, of course, to destroy the belief in the God of the Bible. And, of course, in modern times, that was Christianity. And this is being carried out today. That is basically the function of American foreign policy. That's why, of course, in both Afghanistan and Iraq, why we install governments under Sharia law, to destroy Christianity. And, of course, this is what we're doing in Egypt today. We topple the government, and, of course, they come up with a new government, which are anti-Christian, and the Coptic Christians have been there for 2,000 years, now are beginning to flee for their lives, just as the Christians living in Iraq because had to flee for their lives because of the policies of the American government. But we can't let you common people understand that our government is really controlled by people who worship a different God. And that's what it's all about. So basically, you need to get our material. I suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Dark Secret, and get the syllabuses that come with them so that you can actually read the source material that we refer to. Understand there is a master plan. It's called the Earth Charter. If you haven't read Agenda 21, it's available from Radio Liberty, published by the United Nations. You need to get my Sustainable Development Syllabus that contains the Earth Charter and a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It came out in 1994 from the Second Earth Summit held in Rio in 1992 with a plan for Agenda 21 and sustainable development, and everything going on was laid out. They want to cut back on electricity. They want to cut back on your use of water. They want to cut back on your use of your car and gasoline and fossil fuels, and they want to lower your living standards. After all, why should you live so well when the people in Africa live so frugally? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology.